Racing New South Wales, Brad Gray, is joining us. He was all around the mark last Friday with the Saturday race meeting. Morning to you, Brad.
Yeah, morning, Andrew. How are you? Good morning to listeners too.
Yeah, they were all there, weren't they?
Oh, weren't they? What? I tell you what, that Mortar Gain, I think I've gone back and watched the replay 30 times since, and I still can't believe it didn't win.
Yeah, no, it was certainly one of those. Now, I'm going to get your tips first, and then we'll talk about something pretty exciting for our listeners that they can get into. But let's start with your tips. Where's your first one tomorrow?
Yeah, so the first one at Rose Hill tomorrow comes up in the Stan Fox, Addictive Nature. He's the favourite in the race, and I think he deserves to be. I wouldn't actually be surprised if the punters backed him in further from his current quote. Looks a lovely assignment for him. Obviously, first up on debut, he broke the class record there at Warwick Farm. He flattened out a touch second up, but I think he just wanted that 1,400 metres, and he got that last start. He won what looks now like a deep edition of the Ming Dynasty, holding off Assimilate, who will go straight into the Golden Rose, and is probably a fluker's hope there. Out to 1,500 metres looks to suit even better, and Bjorn Baker's always been very forthright with his opinion about this colt. He holds him in very high regard, and he actually thinks the mile will be his best trip. So, yeah, getting out to 1,500 metres looks right up his alley. The market has Gold Standard as the second favourite, or one of the second favourites, along with Trapeze Artist, but I think there's slight queries on both of those. Obviously, on debut, Addictive Nature accounted for Gold Standard quite easily, so it was hard to see him turning the tables. And then Trapeze Artist, although he was forgivable first up, I think we wanted to see a little bit more from him. He did have 61 kilos, and he was first up, so he didn't have the fitness on his side. But I couldn't be taking $4 here. So, yeah, Addictive Nature, he'll make his own luck, be bowling all out in front, and I think he's a good bet.
Righto, that's race four, number three, Addictive Nature, currently 260. You've got thoughts on Deploy. It was interesting. We spoke with Gerald Ryan earlier in the week. He wasn't overly sold given the conditions of the race, but you like Deploy tomorrow.
Yeah, I do. I think I just like the map here. So he's obviously got the fitness under his belt, and he's coming up against a couple of horses, your likes of Egg Tarts and Dixie Blossoms, who are first up, and he just maps so well. He's obviously won 6 from 8 since being gelded. Plenty's been made of that as well. So, yeah, he's a pretty good advertisement for being gelded, isn't he? He's won a Group 2 in Queensland. He broke the track record last start in the Show County. Obviously, it was a very quick day out at Randwick there with the tailwind, but you can't take much away from him. He's going to be up there punching away, and he looks to control the race from the front. He'll run sharp sectionals home. You'd expect him to probably run sub-34 these last 600, and he's going to be very hard to catch. I know there's been plenty of talk about how good Egg Tart potentially is, but she's going to have to be every bit as good as they say, because she'll be somewhere out the back. 1,300 metres is probably a little bit short of her best, as we've seen, and it's never easy for horses to make that 3-year-old filly progression to be a 4-year-old mare. So, yeah, she could be a star, but I'm happy to gamble against the first up.
Righto.
Over 1,300 metres.
Right, so that's race five, number three, Deploy, currently 440. And you like another one of Gerald's in the second last, race eight.
Yeah, I think Gerald's in for a big day. Obviously, Minari there is the favourite in the run to the Rose, but I'm actually keen on Tango Rain. I think very similar to Deploy, he'll be up the front, making his own luck. He's had a couple of runs under his belt, and he's such a pro, this horse. He'll bounce out from two. Brenton Abdullah rated him so well last start, and expect something very similar here. Punch up, hold the front, and I think he'll be a little bit too classy for Benchmark 90 company. He's already Group 3 placed. You go back through his form, and he ran second to Star Turn as an early 3-year-old. So I doubt it'll be too long before he actually gets a black type win next to his name, and I wouldn't be surprised if that comes up in the next couple of runs as we enter the spring.
All right, so that's Tango Rain at $3. So the three from Brad Gray from Racing New South Wales, Digital Team, race four, number three, Addictive Nature, race five, number three, Deploy, and race eight, number four, Tango Rain. I was watching the footy last night and everything else that was going on, and then I thought, hang on a sec, I could be doing something pretty good here. I should be downloading a brand new app which has been released by Racing NSW called Punters Intel. Brad, give us a detail of what this is all about.
Yeah, okay. So it was released yesterday. It's been in the works for a while now with the dev team here, and it is a really exciting addition to the form guide. So traditionally what you see is what you get with a form guide, but we've gone a little bit further. Added in a new layer. So obviously it's the information age, and punters aren't immune to that. Yep. So this gives them access to information that hasn't been available to them before, at least not for free anyways. What it does is it provides really detailed sectional analysis, distance travelled, the race position, And you can actually view a simulated race from various angles. So the one I particularly like is the top view, because it gives you a great understanding of if a horse has got cover throughout the race.
Yeah.
And things like that. So the information is collected 50 times per second, which is incredibly fast, via the Swiss timing horse positioning system. It's installed across 22 different race courses around New South Wales, and the transmitter actually sits inside each of the saddle cloths. So you're getting a very accurate reading as far as your times go. It just goes that little bit further in terms of giving punters something extra to analyse.
Well, we urge people, our Racing HQ family and from Sky Sports Radio, our listeners out there, you can download it now. Even if I can download it, anyone, buddy, can. I can give you the tip there. But you can go to all your sort of Apple stores, Google stores, that sort of stuff. That's where, and type in Punters Intel. So Punter apostrophe S, Punters Intel, and it's there and you can download it and you can, well, you, what I did last night, I suddenly spent an hour on it. So it's that sort of information.
Yeah, it's an amazing little tool, and as you say, you can kind of really dig deep into these and find some amazing things out.
Yeah.
What I did find is having a dig into like your Chautauquas and your Winx races.
Yeah, where how quick they've gone. You can determine how quick they've actually raced, or in the straight, like a Chautauqua down the straight, how quick she's run. So it's all that relevant information, and it'll certainly help our listeners gain a bit more knowledge about racing and how quick it is. So I urge people to go and download it onto your phone or your iPad, Punters Intel, but you'll certainly, you can read a lot more about it in the tally this morning. Hey, Brad, thank you for your time. Good luck tomorrow.
Yeah, thank you, Andrew. Good luck to the punters out there.
Good on you. Brad Gray from the digital team, and he loves doing his form, and he's been a part of Punters Intel. You can check it out there, Racing New South Wales.